back again with another episode of Red, White, and Brown on Daisies.live. And today with us, we are here. The whole gang is here. And the gang is super excited because we did watch a lot of shows and movies for you this week. And, you know, as they say, we watch it so you don't have to. So we're saving you a lot of time here. Say thank you later. But we are here with Vanshika, with Manushi, with Andhra, and with me. And we're going to start with this show on Z5, which is called United Kache. Then we can also review a movie that's in theaters. It's Ajay Devgan's new movie called Bhola. And then we're going to review another movie, which is streaming in Hotstar. It's called Hotstar and Hulu. It's called Gaslight. And then we will review Murder Mystery 2, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston's new movie, which is streaming on Netflix. And why are we reviewing it in our Desi show? We'll tell you in a bit. Let's get started with United Kache on Z5. Andhra, did you watch
it? Hi, everyone. Okay, so personally, I was a little apprehensive ye start karne se pehle because trailer dekh ke mujhe thodi si लगी थी कि ये मुझे बोर करेगी मूवी एंड बॉय आई वाज नॉट रॉन्ग इट वाज नॉट लाइक मुझे पता था गड़बड़ होने वाली है बट आई स्टिल वॉच्ड इट ठीक है इट वाज फन इन वेज कि गैग्स वर लार्जली देखे हुए हैं बट फिर भी हाँ बैकग्राउंड में चल रहा है तो देख सकते हो इट्स दैट काइंड ऑफ watch
I know,
but
Andhra, these are people that we you know not in England but you know you go to a restaurant or you go to a Indian grocery store or wherever you will find this you know this entire crop of kids or you know immigrants illegal immigrants that come into the country without the right paperwork and you know there are states in America that have really good policy towards these migrants but in the UK where this series is based out of it's actually Sunil Grover's series his name is Tejinder Tango Singh in the series and he moves from a small town in Punjab to London and he's funded by mortgaging his ancestral property which a lot of people in India do they actually just to
it
get
is,
out
it
of
is it. A very common thing especially in Punjab Haryana side mein they do it a lot they have that one dream of
going to Canada
jana hai ya England London. Jana hai ya to dono mein se ek jagah to pahunchna hi hai unne to har bar everything see the premise is not new but it exists like it has been happening I actually recently and I'm sorry I'm diverting but you know there's a movie jo 1999 mein aayi thi which was Aab Laut Chale it was the last directorial debut kisne direct kiya tha I think some fun from the Kapoor clan had directed it it had Rajesh Khanna in it Akshay Khanna and the cast was good and the story was same story tab bhi thi ki this boy he wants to go to US to fulfill his dreams in 1999 they showed that like wo uske ghar wale apna sab kuch bech buch ke they fund him wo wahan pe jata hai he has a visa limit they aur unhone bahut achhe tarike se us cheez ko us time pe dikhaya tha and I was aur ye main rewatch kar rahi thi and I watched it and I was like oh my god they got all that like on tourist visa you can only stay for 6 months you cannot work like you know he was having trouble with the authorities because he was working on a tourist visa he was trying to get a job which would fund him like which would enroll him for H1B and all that us zamane mein they could make a movie and that was done very sensitively tastefully usme dance numbers bhi dale the alag alag there was a Pakistani cast is amazing there is Manu Rishi Chadda we have seen him in so many places he plays a Pakistani immigrant but wo connect nahi ban pa raha tha mere with there is Satish Shah he's wonderful matlab so many faces I've known. I'm going to
but
read out
he's
their
done the
names.
Gujarati trope so often
Yeah,
now. His
and
entire
even playing
talent
on
is wasted.
stereotypes rather than playing on the emotion. Like if you are trying to get audience invested in your series and you're talking about this illegal immigration thing, it's not a जोक की बात नहीं है यार. लोग आके स्ट्रगल करते वहां पे बेच बूझ के आते. थोड़ा सा तुम उस चीज को यू कैन शो इट अ लिटिल मोर इन अ बेटर वे
You know
प्लीज.
what? I thought
डोंट मेक अ
Andhra
जोक ऑफ
was,
दिस इशू
yeah, they
इज
did make
दैट
a caricature out of it. But what I thought Andhra was, there was supposed to be comedy, but none of the jokes, it
जोक्स वर
was
नॉट इवन
so
लैंडिंग. इट वाज नॉट इवन फनी. लाइक यू नो कॉमेडी बना रहे हो कॉमेडी बनाओ. ठीक है तुम सेंसिटिव मूवी नहीं बनाना चाह सीरीज नहीं बनाना चाह रहे हो. तुम कॉमेडी बनाना चाह रहे हो कॉमेडी बनाओ. पर तुम्हारी कॉमेडी भी अच्छी वेल रिटन नहीं थी. मुझे नहीं हंसी आ रही थी एट अ लॉट ऑफ प्लेसेस इवन दो दे
funny.
वर
And मैंने
ट्राइंग वेरी
दूसरी
हार्ड.
दूसरी चीज नोटिस किया आंध्रा, एंड दिस हैपेंस विद एवरी टाइम कोई भी इंडियन प्रोडक्शन पाकिस्तानी कैरेक्टर्स दिखाता है.
ओ माय गॉड डोंट इवन गेट मी.
अरे
इतना
एक तो स्टीरियो
वाहियात
टिपिकल टिपिकल पाकिस्तानी कैरेक्टर,
स्टीरियोटाइप
वैसे तो
होता है.
होते नहीं पाकिस्तानी कैरेक्टर्स, दैट्स वन. सेकेंडली लैंग्वेज, दिस इज सर्टन एक्सेंट दैट इज वेरी पाकिस्तानी. द वे सर्टन वर्ड्स आर सेड, द वे यू नो द लहजा ऑफ प्रेजेंटिंग थिंग्स. It's not only Urdu, there's a certain deeper accent to it, but the words that Indians speak, Pakistani speak the same words very differently. Or वो कभी भी रिप्रेजेंट नहीं होता. Even the best actors fail at presenting that entire flavor of being Pakistani. The problem with that for me is we watch so much Pakistani fare. हम कितना देखते, इतना डिफरेंस आ जाता है कि वो मेक बिलीव हो ही नहीं पाता. यू कैन बिलीव इट देन. Just cannot. Ya to, you know, just get Pakistani actors. Who's preventing you from getting Pakistani actors?
जी के साथ तो है भी उनका लाइक एज इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग जी होस्ट लाइक
जी
पाकिस्तानी
जिंदगी,
कंटेंट. जी
एग्जैक्टली
जिंदगी
जी
दिस
जिंदगी
पार्ट
इज
जी इज लाइक द ओनली नेटवर्क व्हिच हैज दैट कंटेंट. तो तुम्हें क्या प्रॉब्लम है उनको
जी
कास्ट करने में.
प्रोड्यूसेस सो मच पाकिस्तानी कंटेंट दैट इट्स नॉट फनी. अभी वो यू नो आई डोंट नो इफ यू वॉच चुड़ैल्स, इट वाज जस्ट सच एन अमेजिंग
आई हैव सीन
प्रोडक्शन.
चुड़ैल्स. आई हैव सीन झूठी सी लव स्टोरी. सो
अमेजिंग कंटेंट
या
कमिंग आउट ऑफ जी जिंदगी. एंड नाउ यू नो सनम सईद एंड फवाद खान्स न्यू सीरीज बजाक,
ब्रैक आई कैन प्रोनाउंस
बजाक
इट ब्रैक
बजाक इट्स कमिंग
लाइक
सून, इट्स कमिंग अराउंड ईद. सो honestly, there is so much content that and Z, this is again a Z production. And the funny thing was they have access to these actors and they just couldn't cast properly, which is such a big disappointment. Such a big
Yeah,
disappointment.
and it's not just Pakistani. They were trying to show Bangladeshi immigrants
Oh
who
my God, the
have
Bangla
such a
accent was
horrible.
so terrible,
As a
so terrible.
Bengali, personally offended. Oh,
So,
बोलते कि क्या बोलना चाह रहे हैं मतलब सीरियसली. इट
I know
वाज
Antara, it was very painful to watch these characters and you know the kind of personalities that they were depicting. But you know, a series does start out with its heart at the right place. It's a story that focuses on the trials and travails of Asian immigrants living illegally in foreign countries. But it's just not that story. The narrative is, it's the subplots, the narrative. All of that after a while just starts getting on your nerves. And even though it throws a few emotional moments here and there to keep you invested in the story, but that is just not enough to keep the track going. It just is so bland.
Can I say something? Personally, I think if this had been shorter, it did not need to be 10 episodes. I don't know. Maybe there's some economics behind it that they needed it to be 10 episodes. But I find like stories are more impactful, especially stories like even comedies, series are more impactful when they are shorter because I've watched a lot of content from TVF and all that. And they didn't even, back then, they didn't even monetize. But humorously yours or something like you know I have found them more better when they have a limited like 5 or 6 episode block and they tackle like one problem in each episode which all it's a story which is flowing and it culminates to a climax in the fifth. Viewers are more you know if it's a shorter thing there's an attention span that is not lost. people are paying attention to your thing and you're able to solve something in 5 to 6 episodes, that's a blessing. They don't have to sit for like, thus 10 episodes are too much for, I'm sorry, ab mere se nahi ho pate utna attention. So my mind kept drifting. So
I completely get you. I completely get you. But you know, even the jokes, as you said, just did not land. I mean, the music, there's a title song by Dr. Zeus, which with Happy Singh and Shorty, it was peppy and it was listenable, but the background score actually was okay. But the rest of the thing was just so average. It was just very poor writing. It was frivolous in parts. It was actually, I have to say, very poor performances and character development. So do you recommend it, Antara?
I would not, because when I was watching it, मैं एक बात बताऊँ, इट्स अ फनी थिंग. सुनील ग्रोवर का वो गाना है ना, इनको आता ही नहीं है, इनसे होता ही नहीं है. मैं देख रही थी और I was singing. इनको आता ही नहीं है, इनसे होता ही इनसे नहीं हो पा रहा था और मुझसे भी नहीं हो पा रहा.
Oh my god, nahi ho pa raha, bilkul nahi ho pa raha. But yes, if you have the time, all the time in the world,
all the time in the world and you need something to play in the background, so dekhiye.
You have other options, but this needn't be your option. Do we recommend it? Nah, not at all.
Actually, I want people to watch it because maine dekha hai, sab dekhe.
This series, it's called United Kache, is streaming on Z5 Global. Go get your app and waste your time if you have to. Here we go. But having said that, we're moving on to another review. And this time we got this movie, Ajay Devgan. This movie was supposed to be hyped. It's a remake of a Telugu movie, right? Vanshika is here to review it for us. She actually went late last night to watch it in theaters. Tell us what happened, Vanshika.
So it's actually a very like cheap remake of Kaithi. And that was the review that I read online before I went, which said Bhola is Kaithi on steroids. And I 100% agree with that, because if you want to, like, again, like, waste your time and you want to go and, like, laugh at a Bollywood movie and make fun of it, go watch it. That's what everyone in the audience was doing, including us. If you want to, like, look at, like, how fake VFX or, like, how weird VFX works, go watch the movie. But on the brighter note, the entire movie is about, like, Ajay Devgan as this bichhudawa bap from his daughter. And he's emotionally very tired of not having seen his daughter for 10 years and being in jail. And now he's suddenly been released. And his entry was what people call dhasu. Like when he entered, there were whistles. And it's an experience. That is the experience of a Bollywood movie. But apart from that, once the story starts, there's not
you
much.
Mean, you mean in New York, that happened. Whistled when
people were whistling and like standing and clapping for him.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, like, I think the movie works solely because it's an Ajay Devgan movie, and because people are a fan of Ajay Devgan, they go and watch it. Because the story was supposed to be, oh yeah, he's like away from his daughter, and he's going to go see his daughter, and there are obstacles in the way. Because that's what like the preview for the film said. And I was like, oh, it's going to be an emotionally intense movie. We got to like gear up for the tears and then go in. Bang opposite. I was laughing through it. Because everything that happens, you're like, oh, of course, this had to happen. Like, it's obvious that they're doing it for the plot. And once the movie started, there was an entire scene where like 40 policemen are drugged and dead, but there's only one woman who isn't. That's absurd. But of course, it's taboo. And she was on antibiotics.
She's Lady Singham.
Yeah, literally. And it was, again, back to the same thing that was with Chor Nikal Ke Bhaga, that one strong woman. And that's the only way I think that now, like, they can, like, people have female leads. I don't think Bollywood knows how to portray females who are strong without having a certain masculinity to them, which is a little weird to me. But, okay, sure. And that would have great acting. And she was, like, trying to, like, rescue the entire situation. And she was calling 10,000 people because she had all of these contacts. And, like, trying to be, like, the cool dude amongst this. And Ajay Devgan in that entire movie was like the most subdued. Oh, I'm a good man. I'm a good man. And that's what the entire plot is about. The movie is called Bhola. He's supposed to be Bholenath. He has those, like, three.
Oh,
like, can I say something? Can I say something? So yeah. A few years ago, Shivai came out. And yeah. I heard that Bhola is kind of like, it's not a exact sequel, but when it's not like an emotional sequel, because he likes doing this. Last time it was Shivai. And he was playing like, वही था प्लॉट भी सिमिलर सा था उसकी बेटी है he is a single father raising the kid alone फिर the mom the kid wants to meet the mom who lives in Bulgaria और लेके जाता है वहाँ पे kid gets kidnapped by a child trafficking organization and he fights everybody like Shiv doing tandav and getting the daughter back. So
Shiv as a god had other really good attributes, like he loved everybody equally. He also, you know, is a very open, you know, very modern god. I mean, the god drinks, smokes, does weed, is high most of the time, dances. I mean, there's so many things that Shiv does, but the only thing that Indian movies would depict is his anger. And his destruction quality.
Yeah.
They will not depict the rest of the things for some reason.
This was the same thing all over again. Like randomly.
Maybe Ajay Devgan will make a next movie called Mahadev. Because so like if he's going is, by the... if
he's planned a sequel for Bhola.
तो क्या बोलने वाले हैं लाइक
क्या बोलेगा
पोस्ट क्रेडिट सीन
I'm trying to imagine like शिव का ही कोई नाम होगा तो शिवाय हो गया है भोला हो गया है तो
the worst part is it's going to be
महादेव हमारे यहाँ पर लीड डेवलपर को महादेव बोलते हैं आजकल सॉफ्टवेयर डेवलपर्स
अरे हमारे इंडियन टेलीविजन वाला अभिमन्यु है ना वो भी तो है हमारा हीरो
महादेव का भक्त
के बारे में बात नहीं कर रहा अंतरा को अंतरा गेट्स ट्रिगर्ड
बट इट्स फनी बहुत गंदा पोर्ट्रेल दिखाया आई मीन ही हैज नो क्वालिटीज ऑफ वो महादेव एंड शिव एंड ऑल दैट मतलब सीरियसली
यू नेवर आई डोंट नो व्हाई दे ट्राई टू मिक्स रिलीजन विद एंटरटेनमेंट इवन लाइक इन केस ऑफ मूवीज व्हेन यू से दीस थिंग्स इक्वेट अ पर्सन टू अ गॉड लाइक फिगर बट यू कैन नॉट मेंटेन दैट थिंग यू नो वो गॉड नहीं है व्हाई प्ले विद दैट करते ही क्यों शिवाय बोल के दिखा रहे हो
टीआरपी आंटीज को खुश करना
नहीं नहीं टीआरपी आंटीज की भी बात नहीं मूवीज में भी लाइक यू नो व्हाट इज द नीड हां व्हाट इज द नीड टू डू
जस्ट फॉर द मैसेस राइट
आई थिंक इट्स दैट एंटायर कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ लाइक गुड वर्सेस इविल एंड लाइक हाउ अ गुड पर्सन कैन डू बैड थिंग्स बिकॉज़ दैट्स व्हाट लाइक इट वाज हैपनिंग ओ अजय देवगन इज सच अ नाइस पर्सन ही इज गोइंग एंड ही इज सेविंग देम एंड दिस एंड दैट एंड दिस एंड दैट एंड सडनली कम्स आउट हिज वायलेंट साइड एंड ही इज single-handedly fighting like so many people with guns. And I was like, okay, and he's still winning because God always wins. God always wins over evil. And God will always win over anything that bad that happens. And I was like, I'm understanding why you're saying this, but it's not making sense. And honestly, production was so low budget. There was an entire fight sequence with policemen, but there were no guns. There was not a single gun. And I went with two of my friends and they looked at me. They were like, why are there no guns? Why are they taking this police car danda and going and hitting everyone? It felt like a low budget film. And then I got to know that they spent 100 crore rupees on this. And I was like, where did the money go?
Car chase sequence kiya
tha. Ajay Devgan was directing it. It's not like you have too many people to be paying as well. It's not like you have multiple leads. The entire movie like essentially rolls around Tabu and Ajay Devgan. It's not like you have like a super star-studded cast. I was very confused about where the money really went. It was so fake. Then again, if you want to like what a typical Bollywood movie looks like, or like everything is wrong and you like want to go make fun of a Bollywood movie, this is it. I thought like initially when the movie started and like the entire orphanage scene came in and she was sad and trying to call him, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so sad. And I was getting teared up. I was like, oh no. And then once it picked up, we were only laughing. It was supposed to be like a very serious movie. But at least like with a young crowd in New York, everyone was just laughing. I'm like, how are things working out? Why is it going this way? I mean, sure, why not? And there were like these Bihari people who were sitting in front and like marring one-liners. And I was like, yeah, this is why I'm here. This
is like Indian, like the Indian Paps.
Yeah.
Did you see the entire sequences of how Indian Paps were treating all these celebrities?
Yeah.
Zendaya.
What is, no, it's not Zendaya, it's Jhandaya. Jhandaya. And then one guy's asking, Gigi Hadid. It's like, ye kya Shakira hai? Like, literally, is this Shakira? They didn't know who she was. And then they saw Tom Holland. And they're Tommy. And then the best part is Priyanka Chopra's taking pictures. And they're like, Jiju Sharma rahe, because Nick wasn't coming in the frame.
I would suggest watch that over
what is United Comedy Kachi. Circle? What's Comedy Circle?
I'm saying that whole red carpet sequence for that's better comedy than United Kachi.
they need to really take inspiration from Indian Paps to write more jokes.
I think अब इंडियन पैप्स पे मूवी बनना चाहिए कि देखो कैसे मतलब ऐसे यू नो कैसे रेड कार्पेट में पीछे
the woman is right in front of them and saying Shakira है क्या what is, I mean anywhere else in the world they would have lost their jobs.
अरे वो एक पैप्स तो बोल रहे थे फ्रेंड्स वाली लड़की है ये नहीं फ्रेंड्स वाली लड़की नहीं ये तो कोई और है नहीं ये तो डांस करती है अरे वो बॉम्बे में देखा था इसको I was like what
somebody made a meme of a guy with his eyes popping out and the meme said Gigi Hadid with her eyes out looking at every barber shop in India as Zayn Malik's picture.
Yeah, I read that.
और वो ऑटो रिक्शा वाला तो सबसे बेस्ट था कि भैया हमें भी प्रमोट कर लो निक एंड प्रियंका वाज पोजिंग आउटसाइड द ऑटो रिक्शा एंड वो ऑटो रिक्शा वाले को बोल रहे थे अरे आप भी आ जाओ
बोलते कोई बात नहीं मेरा मीटर डाउन है. Oh my god, the entire Nita Mukesh Ambani Cultural Center thing was so funny. I would just be there for the paps. I swear to god, they are so funny. They're so good.
Like they literally like beat the entire Dior show. There was a Dior show in India the day before.
No one's
talking about that anymore. No one cares anymore.
Everybody's talking about the paps.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. Even nobody's talking about Neeta Ambani's center. Literally talking about the paps.
No, but.
Ah, man. I mean, I would just watch whatever this is with the paps. Nobody talked about the Dior show after that, you know, initial Dior hype. But it was a very well done show at Gateway of India with so many celebrities walking the ramp, but also it was so beautifully done with Taj Mahal Hotel and Mumbai tourism.
Can we talk about the outfits some of them were wearing? Because what was that? Some of our Indian celebrities, the outfits they were wearing.
I love what Masala was wearing.
Q is my only, like, you know, every time, like, he cupid.
For some reason, somebody just said, oh, it's a moment for Indian sari. It's a moment for Indian clothes internationally.
What was Aishwarya wearing? I'm sorry.
Rekha hugging Aishwarya's daughter.
Yeah,
there were so many memes around that. कि घर जाकर अपने दादू को कर लेना. I was like,
Rekha hugging that. But honestly, I thought some of the clothes that they were exhibiting were good. But Indian celebrities don't know gala. They just turn up looking. I mean, a lot of them turned up looking Ananya
Pandey was looking good as well, I remember. Like, उसको लगा था वो जवाब ही क्या बोले
इसको इतनी हंसी आती ना. मैं तो मोस्टली टीवी शोज वालों को फॉलो करती हूँ, वो लोग भी कुछ कम नहीं होते. मतलब इतनी हंसी आती, इतनी हंसी आती. देयर इज One channel called National Reporter. और वो ना रिश्ता फैंडम में that guy is इतना हसी है. हम लोग that guy is a meme. वो किसी को भी कहीं भी कुछ भी पकड़ता है ना, not even related. कोई भी टीवी सेलर उसको मिल जाता है तो उससे एक सवाल जरूर पूछता है, हर्षद और प्रणाली के बारे में आप क्या कहना चाहते हैं. अबे ये तो शो में भी आप हर्षद प्रणाली के बारे में क्या उनको क्या पता होगा, वो लोग अवार्ड प्रेजेंट कर. मतलब वो ऐसा है ना, आप लोग का कब से पेट लगा हुआ है फैंडम में, ऐसा चल रहा है कि ये किस दिन पिटने वाला है और किस से पिटने वाला है. किसने किस दिन किसी ने किसी से पिटे.
On our social, I think we posted this this guy. He's a content creator called Ankush Bahugna. You should go check our Instagram and Twitter out. So he did this entire meme for you know people that.
Yeah, वो करता है like he does.
Well, he's really cute. And then he writes, instead of viral bhayani, he writes bacterial bhayani. He changed the guy's name to bacterial bhayani. Why is the guy viral? I mean, kaun rakhta hai nama viral?
Viral nama. Viral, viral.
Viral, viral, viral bhayani.
Viral, Gujarati nama. Spelling
change kar de yaar. Viral kyu hai?
Arre, so naam hota hai Gujar ka. Viral naam hota hai.
But it is viral. मतलब वो बोलते तो viral भवानी भयानी है.
उसको पढ़ते viral है, उसका नाम viral भयानी.
I love the fact कि उसने उस बंदे का नाम change कर दिया bacterial. But anyway, so much for all the gossip that's coming to you from us at Red Wine Brown Desis.live. हमारी टीम ना गॉसिप करने में बहुत माहिर है. कभी भी गॉसिप चाहिए होगी ना हमारे हमारे सोशल पे आ जाना या हमारा शो देख लेना. बहुत गॉसिप करते हैं हम लोग. But having said that, I think this is time for Manushi to step up. Manushi, you watch Gaslight. मैंने Manushi को रात में मैसेज किया, Manushi Gaslight का रिव्यू कहाँ है. Manushi बोल रही है मैं डर डर के देख रही हूँ. अभी Manushi तुम डरी क्यों.
ओके So, hi everyone. And इस हफ्ते मैंने देखी Gaslight. मतलब मेरे को शुरू शुरू में ऐसे लगा इट्स अ हॉरर मूवी एंड मेरी इसलिए फट रही थी बिकॉज आई एम अ पर्सन जो हॉरर मूवी से बिस्तर में ऐसे घुस के ब्लैंकेट में छिप के देखती हूँ, यू नो आई एम दैट पर्सन. एंड मुझसे अकेले देखा नहीं जा रहा था. आई वॉज ऑनेस्टली सो पेट्रिफाइड कि भाई एक तो रात हो गई है, ऊपर से आई हैव टू वॉच अ हॉरर मूवी. सो आई ड्रैग्ड माई हस्बैंड टू वॉच इट विद मी. And wo Canada baithe baithe, he was watching that movie on one screen and I was watching it with him. And trust me.
Oh, haan, Netflix pe watch party nahi hai.
Na, watch party nahi hai. So we were literally sharing screens, like wo back camera.
Sorry, Netflix nahi tha, ye to Hotstar pe tha. Sorry.
Hotstar.
Hulu pe, haan, nahi hai.
Hulu. Yeah, so वो बैक कैमरा करके दिखा रहा था मेरे को एंड इधर मैं ऐसे डर रही हूँ. एंड एक्चुअली आई एम नॉट दैट पर्सन जो हॉरर मूवीज देख सके. तो मेरे लिए दिस वॉज लाइक थोड़ा थोड़ा ऐसे बीच में स्पूकी, थोड़ा इधर थोड़ा उधर, यू नो ऐसे कहीं भी बीच में हाथ बाहर आ जाता है, पियानो चलने लगता है एंड ऑल दैट, विच इज सपोज टू बी नॉट कैरी फॉर द जनरल पीपल बिकॉज ऑब्वियसली ये सब सारा वो ड्रामा इफेक्ट देने के लिए किया जाता है.
मनुषी मुझे एक बात समझ नहीं आया, वो बहुत महारानी है, वो शी इज प्रिंसेस ऑफ अ रियासत और वो इतने रिच लोग हैं, उनके घर पे लाइट क्यों नहीं है.
अरे मेरा लालटेन भी नहीं है, वो पुराने जमाने में नहीं होता था ऐसे, वो सर्वेंट्स वगैरह लेके चलते थे, वो भी नहीं था।
रामू काका
भी नहीं थे, कोई नहीं था। आई वॉज लाइक अच्छा इतना बड़ा बजट लेके चल रहे हो तो एक लाइट भी अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते, मतलब दैट वाज अ हिलेरियस मोस्ट पार्ट। मैं वही देवाज को बोल रही थी यार, ये अंधेरा मूवी आई अंडरस्टैंड कि हॉरर इफेक्ट है पर दिन ही नहीं है इसमें, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है कि दे वो ओनली हार्ड।
मुझे पता है जब वो दिन वाला सीन आया, एक दो सीन है दिन वाले जो लाइट में है, आई स्वेयर टू गॉड मेरी तो आंखें ओपन हो गई, बिकॉज उससे पहले मुझे दिखाई नहीं दे रहा था,
दिख नहीं रहा था। आई वाज लाइक अच्छा ये पूरा मूवी रात को ही शूट किया, तो मेरे हस्बैंड मेरा मजाक उड़ा रहा था कि देख देख तेरे को तो ऑलरेडी डर लगता है, रात वाले सीन भी है इसमें। आई वाज लाइक कैसा मूवी है ये, दिन का एक सीन नहीं दिखता ढंग का भी, और उसमें भी दिखता है तो इट्स जस्ट लाइक बेरली 2-3 मिनट्स। आई वाज लाइक अच्छा ठीक है कोई बात नहीं, बहुत सारी लाइट बचा ली इन लोगों ने, पर इतना बकवास शूट करके मतलब इतना सारा एनर्जी रिसोर्सेस इतना सा वेस्ट क्यों किया, अगर एक ही चीज के लिए इतना ज्यादा ड्रैग करना था तो मतलब क्यों ऐसे किया। आई मीन आई गेट इट दैट फॉर द सेक ऑफ जस्ट यू नो बिल्डिंग अप द हाइप, एंड आई अग्री टू द फैक्ट कि देर इज हाइप इन द ट्रेलर, बिकॉज वो मीशा जो सारा अली खान प्ले करती है, शी इज फाइंडिंग हर फादर राना एंड ही हैज बीन मिसिंग। वो छोटी थी तब से उसकी मेमोरीज है उसके पास, इसके एज अ चाइल्ड शी वॉज वेरी फॉन्ड ऑफ अ फादर एंड देन शी मूव्स टू गेट सम ट्रीटमेंट एंड देन शी इज अवे फ्रॉम हर हाउस फॉर सम टाइम, एंड वो वापस आती है तो व्हील चेयर पे हर जगह शी इज फाइंडिंग हर फादर। आई मीन इट्स वेरी फनी गर्ल, तुम महारानी हो, यू डू नॉट नीड टू गो फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू द अनदर, एक ऑर्डर करके सारे लोग हाजिर हो जाएंगे तुम्हारी खिदमत में, बट स्टिल शी वॉन्ट्स टू गो एवरीवेयर, वो एक एक क्लू पर्सनली ढूंढना चाहती है, विच इज ओके चलो ठीक है कि वो हर जगह जा जाके ढूंढ रही है कि हाँ मेरे पापा कहाँ है। बट एक सीन वाज सो फनी के आई रिमेम्बर वो क्या होता है, आई विल टेल यू, नजर बट्टू नहीं होता वो फील्ड्स में भगाने के लिए कौओं को जो रखा जाता है, देन नजर बट्टू वाज देयर। आई वाज लाइक ये नजर बट्टू इधर क्या कर रहा है, आई मीन इट हैड नो रेलेवेंस, उसको डराने के लिए मीशा को वो रखा था उधर, एंड आई वाज लाइक ओके इसका तो कोई मतलब ही नहीं है। एंड वो शैडो के वीएफएक्स इफेक्ट ही इतने घटिया थे कि मतलब ऐसे लग रहा था जैसे दे डिड नॉट हैव द रिसोर्सेज और कोई कॉलेज का बच्चा वीएफएक्स पीछे से वो कर रहा था।
यू नो मुझे ये फीलिंग हो रही थी थ्रू आउट द मूवी, मुझे ये फीलिंग हो रही थी कि सारा अली खान इज सो डेस्परेट फॉर मीटी रोल्स कि उसे लगा कि इसमें विक्रांत मैसी है, चिद्रांगदा सिंह है, ये सब यू नो हैवी वेट एक्टर्स, अक्षय ओबेरॉय है, राहुल देव है, इतने मीटी हैवी वेट एक्टर्स हैं, तो उसको भी अच्छा रोल मिल जाएगा टू शो हर एक्टिंग स्किल्स। द प्रॉब्लम इज वो फिटिंग नहीं हो रही थी उस रोल में, फॉर सम रीजन मुझे कभी कभी लग रहा था ये अमृता सिंह है, और कभी कभी यू नो शी लुक सो मच लाइक माई मदर, मुझे लग रहा है अमृता सिंह है, and at times मुझे थोड़ा लग रहा था वो हंस रही है, मुझे लग ही नहीं रहा था that she fit into that character of Misha at all, कि वो इतने trauma में है as a invalid person sitting on a wheelchair and her father is missing, मेरे को लग ही नहीं रहा था that she's bothered about her father missing even though her dialogue said that.
There was this scene I remember के वो उसको बोल रही है वो क्या I forgot the name of Vikrant's character, वो उसको बोल रही है राना नहीं
रजत
वो रजत या आई डोंट रिमेम्बर द
नेम या रजत
कुछ कैसा ही था,
अभी कल देखी मूवी आज
याद नहीं रिमेम्बर द नेम, दैट इज हाउ बैड दिस मूवी वाज, हमको नाम ही याद नहीं है, मतलब वो एस्टेट मैनेजर था सिर्फ इतना याद, कपिल कपिल कपिल
कपिल कपिल यस यस यस
हाँ तो कपिल वो उसको बोल रही है कि कपिल मुझे डर लग रहा है, वो पीछे से लाइट कोई आ रहा है, कोई आ रहा है, एंड शी वाज एक्चुअली ट्राइंग टू काइंड ऑफ लाफ, मुझे लग रहा था वो हंस रही थी
एग्जैक्टली
के बीच में,
एग्जैक्टली मैं भी वही
कंट्रोलिंग
वही सीन में मुझे लगा ये हंस रही है रो रही कर क्या रही है
वो समझ नहीं आ रहा, लाइक शी हैड सच हॉरिफाइड एक्सप्रेशंस कि ऐसे फिगर आउट करना मुश्किल था कि वो रो रही है हंस रही है, बंदी करना क्या चाहती है, मतलब चाहते क्या हो, वो मीम नहीं चाहते क्या हो हुजूर, आई वाज जस्ट लाइक दैट कि ये करना क्या चाहती है, बट आई वुड वांट टू गिव दिस मूवी एंटायरली, मतलब सारा अली खान का हाइप तो बहुत क्रिएट किया ऑफ कोर्स बिकॉज उसका फर्स्ट ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म थिंग एंड यू नो ऑल दिस, बट विक्रांत मैथ्यू स्टोल द शो फॉर मी, मैंने सिर्फ अगर पूरा मूवी देखा है तो चित्रांगदा इज वेरी वेरी यू नो sensual in this movie. I really like the way she is. And Vikrant Massey, oh my god, this man is just out of this box performer. मतलब समझ में नहीं आता कि वो कब roles इतने switch over कर रहा है, and you know he is this simple सीधा साधा person and उसकी इतने सारे shades है, and even Chitrangada has so many shades to offer. I like the backstory, though it is not that bad because मैंने इससे भी घटिया backstories वाले movies देखे, so I find this fairly watchable because backstory था इसमें, ऐसा नहीं कि you know there was nothing at all कि पता चला कि वो उसके grandfather सिर्फ missing and you know मर गए और something, ऐसा नहीं था, there was a supporting backstory to it which actually was intriguing because I was excited to know ke actually ye kya ho raha hai, and there was this one dialogue which will give away the suspense, I cannot say it, but wo dialogue ke baad I was like acha oh aisa tha, oh so there was this suspense factor, there was this build up for this entire plot and everything, you know Misha apne grandfather ko dhoond rahi hai, but honestly us mahal mein shayad koi trustworthy hai ya nahi is the real question, because उसको लगता है जिस जिसको वो भरोसा करती वो सारे लोग betrayers निकलते हैं, and you know
and then there is a very big reveal, it's something that we can't tell you,
we can't tell you, yes exactly, but I would say कि second half of the movie was pretty smoothly done than the first half because the first half was pretty dragged क्योंकि बार बार वो दादा कहाँ है कर करके she's multiple dialogues with only saying दादा कहाँ है कपिल दादा का है कपिल दादा का है, आई एम लाइक अच्छा बहन आई अंडरस्टैंड योर दादा इज मिसिंग बट डायलॉग्स ही नहीं थे, दादा का है मुझे डर लग रहा है दादा का है, एंड देन शी इज हैल्यूसिनेटिंग एंड पूरा आई थिंक फर्स्ट हाफ ऑफ द मूवी उसके हैल्यूसिनेशन में ही चला जाता है, कभी वो हैल्यूसिनेट कर रही है, कभी महल के लोग उसको कंसोल कर रहे कि नहीं नहीं ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, कभी वो डॉक्टर आके कंसोल कर रहे हैं कि नहीं ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, एंड देन शी सेट्स आउट टू फाइंड कि नहीं अब मैं खुद स्टेप इन करके ढूंढना चाहती हूँ कि दादा कहाँ है, तो आई थिंक द फर्स्ट हाफ ऑफ द मूवी
सबसे इजी तरीका वो अपने डैड का दादा मतलब डैड उसका बटन
या दैट
कपलिंग उसको सुखाती है और कुत्ता फिर ढूंढने निकल जाता है, आई मीन अमेजिंग आइडिया, बट यू नो आई हैव टू टेल यू समथिंग मानुषी, द डायरेक्टर ऑफ दिस मूवी इज अ गाय कॉल्ड पवन कृपलानी. And he was also the director of two thrillers before this. There's a movie called Phobia. And then there was a really well-executed movie called Ragini MMS. And dono usne direct kiye the. You know, even though execution thoda weak raha yahan wahan, but he still made it happen. These were very innovative ideas and he made those ideas happen. But Gaslight, I didn't see anything innovative about it. It was dark, it was gruesome, it was supposed to be scary, it was supposed to bring about a certain emotion with the audience. But audience did not connect with any of the characters. And that completely lets loose the story because you don't know, you don't care what happens to the story after a while.
There's no build up it exactly in that form of in the form of storyline. Okay, there's no that's not a constant flow that you can say ki okay, theek hai, aisa tha, fir aisa hua, fir aisa hua. You know, the flow is really scattered all over the place, and kahi pe you find ki acha theek hai, ab aisa hoga, एंड यू नो देयर इज नो कनेक्ट के वो एक्चुअली मीशा क्यों अपने फादर से इतना अटैच्ड है या फिर क्या है ऐसा जिसके वजह से शी सस्पिशियस जस्ट बिकॉज वो महल में नहीं दिख रहे उसको लग रहा है कि वो मिसिंग है. ऐसा नहीं होता ना, मतलब देर हैज टू बी समथिंग कि भाई ठीक है बिकॉज ऑफ सर्टन एक्स एंड जेड फैक्टर्स ही इज मिसिंग. एंड सिर्फ इतना बोल दिया कि मीटिंग में गए एंड यू रियली थिंक दैट मीशा इज दैट फूल के उसको लगेगा कि हाँ ठीक है कोई बात नहीं छोटी बच्ची है क्या 3 साल की कि कोई बात नहीं अभी पापा आ जाएंगे. यू कैन नॉट कैजुअल अ चाइल्ड लाइक हर टू बिलीव कि ठीक है नहीं अब तुम्हारे पापा आ जाएंगे. आई मीन इट वॉज नॉट कन्विंसिंग इनफ टू मेक द ऑडियंस बिलीव कि हाँ ठीक है उसके पापा मिसिंग है. अभी पापा मिसिंग होते हैं, अब मिसिंग पर्सन के लिए कितना सारा वो you know does this meet to build up the entire thing ke theek hai ab mere papa
nahi that never happens in the movie you're absolutely right.
Never happens in the entire story.
Do we recommend this to our audiences? Don't we recommend this?
I can recommend this kyunki you know isme kafi acha suspense hai if I might say that.
I would recommend it only for Vikrant Massey. No other. He tries his very best to perform. He's let down with the story and the execution, definitely. Gaslight is streaming on Hotstar and Hulu, and this review is presented to you by They Sees Live on Red, White, and Brown, which is our show. And we are here, Vanshika, Manushi, Antar, and I are here talking about reviews. And we got one more movie to review for today's show, and it is called Murder Mystery 2. Antara, did you watch it?
Why do you make me watch these things?
Oh God! Tell me, what did you think?
नहीं हो पाता है. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like, I cannot take this westernized version of India rap. I'm sorry, मुझसे नहीं हो पाता. Listen, मैं born and brought up in India. मैं देसी हूँ, मतलब मैं ABCD भी नहीं हूँ, तो मेरे से तो बिल्कुल ही नहीं हो पाता है. मैं नेवर हैव आई एवर बीन फ्लिंच कर करके देखती हूँ, तो मेरे से ये तो बिल्कुल नहीं हो पाता है.
फॉर अ मूवी लाइक इट्स अ फ्रेंचाइजी, मर्डर मिस्ट्री 1, मर्डर मिस्ट्री 2, इट्स अ फ्रेंचाइजी. You got actors like Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston who are big, like A-grade actors. तुम मूवी बना रहे हो एंड देन यू फॉरगेट तुम्हें पूरा वेडिंग सीक्वेंस दिखाना है मूवी में ऑफ एन इंडियन महाराजा और तुम कर क्या रहे हो तुम वो यू नो यू आर लिटरली गेटिंग पीपल टू कोरियोग्राफ वो अप्सराज जैसे डांस करती थी ना अपना दुपट्टा उठाकर लेफ्ट टू राइट राइट टू लेफ्ट लाइक कौन कहां से उठाकर लाए तुम ये कोरियोग्राफर्स and on top of it the only people who are dressed properly that in that entire movie for indian wear are jennifer aniston and adam sandler because unhone manish malhotra ke kapde pehne hote the baki sab ne pata nahi wo la mein downtown la mein wo na dukan patel brothers wahan se lenge pick up kiye the shayad I swear to god kahan se costumes laaye kahan se dancers laaye la mein go and search la सर्च भी करने की जरूरत नहीं गूगल कर दो एटलीस्ट 50 इंडियन डांस कंपनीज एंड एक्टर्स सो मेनी इंडियन एक्टर्स आर प्रेजेंट देयर व्हाई कैन't यू यूज देम व्हाई कैन't यू यूज द कोरियोग्राफी ऑफ दीस पीपल व्हेन मार्वल डिड मिस मार्वल दे पिक्ड अप बी फंक इन एलए टू कोरियोग्राफ देयर एंटायर इंडियन वेडिंग सीक्वेंसेस एंड दोस डांसेस केम आउट सो वेल आई मीन दोस वेंट वायरल. And यहाँ पर तुम लोग मतलब एक तो गाना भी इंडिया ना कंट्री इज 1.3 बिलियन पीपल ऊपर से जो इंडियंस अमेरिका में रहते हैं वो कितना म्यूजिक बनाते हैं ऑन अ डेली बेसिस कितने एल्बम्स ड्रॉप होते हैं कितने सिंगल्स ड्रॉप होते हैं. यू डोंट गो पिक देम अप बट यू गो पिक सम ऑब्स्क्योर स्टफ व्हिच जस्ट डजंट मेक सेंस एंड विद इंडियंस डांसिंग एज इफ देयर अप्सराज विद सच bad representation of an Indian wedding and it's supposed to be a wedding of a Maharaja jo haathi par aata hai shaadi karne. Oh gosh, that was my vent for the movie because the moment I'm watching this I'm like why am I even watching it, it's a joke.
Mujhse nahi ho pata, like I get personally offended at this stuff, I'm sorry, कितना भी अच्छा स्टार कास्ट क्यों ना हो, बट वंस यू स्टार्ट मेसिंग दीज थिंग्स अप, आई गेट
इरिटेटेड.
आई गेट इट, मुझसे नहीं देखा जाता.
तो आंटी सीमा से अभी तक सीख लिया होगा नेटफ्लिक्स ने. They should have used Auntie Seema to get all these people
to host the wedding. ये क्या stereotype, like is this 1960s? Are we watching a James Bond movie? Like क्या है, a golden elephant होगा, ये होगा nonsense. Like I cannot take it. Like उस time पे there is a forgiveness कि भैया internet नहीं है, you cannot travel and all that. What is your excuse in 2023 to produce something like this?
Arey, you know, why can't you have consultants? There's a Bhangra song playing.
Why can't you have consultants from India?
There's a Bhangra song playing. There's a Bhangra song playing. There's no... The choreography is so bad. So bad. I mean, it's worse than the choreography. On si movie the jisme Kumail Nanjiani ne Bollywood song performed kiya tha, with all his body hair sticking out. I'm forgetting the name of the movie. But yes, it was worse than even that. But having said that, coming back to the movie, we have had a vent... Netflix, fix this shit. Fix it. We're not talking shit here, we're talking Spitz here. And Sandler does return as Nick Spitz, the New York police officer and NYC police officer who had hung up on traditional police work and had become a crime solver with his wife Audrey, played by Jennifer Aniston. And this happened in Murder Mystery 1. And in Murder Mystery 2, the business is not doing well because now there are these private dicks and they're solving crimes for a fee, but they're struggling to make it work because they're not getting enough cases. But then cut the friend from the original movie, Murder Mystery 1, the Maharaja, Adil Akhtar, invites them to a lavish wedding in some location. We don't know where the location is. It looks very beautiful. They never spotted out for us, but... Imagine the tabla and sitar players wearing turbans jo Taj Mahal hotel mein gate par khade guards hote na wo uniform mein with tabla baja rahe hain aur sitar baja rahe hain aur khana la rahe hain aur sab ke sab sherwanis mein ghoom rahe for some reason. even this old Japanese guy is also in a sherwani, the black guy is in a sherwani, everybody's got Indian wear, which is not Manish Malhotra, which has come from some Patel shop in downtown LA for sure. But yeah, the Maharaja's wedding is a massive affair and there's group dancing and Jennifer Aniston doing her steps. Oh gosh, it was like, aankh kahan jaake do, it was that bad. But what ends up happening is the Maharaja gets kidnapped and then the dicks come in. They're like, all right, now this is a problem we got to solve. But just like in Murder Mystery 1, again in Murder Mystery 2, what ends up happening is that the husband by the Spitz and Nick and Audrey get blamed for the kidnapping. And then they're there to solve the problem in the weirdest way because number one, they're very funny. They don't have the Spitz, but they somehow have the talent. So it's a movie that it doesn't have deep characters. It just, the kidnapping plot is really fast, which works for the movie. So I'll tell you what didn't work, but what really worked for the movie was how fast it was and how it all got done in like 90 minute stops. Like great, fabulous. It was done in a blink and I loved it because it was done in a blink. And then it was funny because even when there's a very predictable plot of what's going to happen because it's just like Murder Mystery 1, you know the chemistry between Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. You've seen them so many times. It just works.
They are so good together.
They're so funny together. It's like they know each other so well, the back and forth of how they work with each other. I don't think they needed rehearsals for that. And, you know, as audience, we expected because...
Yeah.
Those guys work for us.
Yeah.
So what I really loved about that entire movie was these two. Honestly, the movie works only because of those two.
I agree.
What did you like the music? I'll ask you.
मेरे को बहुत बार mute करके देखना पड़ा था. I was reading subtitles क्योंकि मुझसे नहीं हो पा रहा था.
Well, that's another way to watch Netflix movies.
I had to turn on subtitles and I was like, I can't.
I get you. I get that. Sometimes I have to do that too. But yes, that's another way that you can watch movies. Muted and watch subtitles, which sometimes are less intrusive to your senses. Especially when you do what we do for a living. We watch stuff so you don't have to. Right? Well, that's our review for Murder Mystery 2. Go watch it. It's on Netflix. And tell us what you thought about the dresses. Tell us what you thought about the dancing, the 19th century Apsara dancing. But if you have any ideas, if you have any more reviews, we'd love to hear from you. We are on, our website is Daisy's Live, daisys.live. And we are on Instagram at Daisy's Live Gram. We're on YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok at Daisy's Live. So don't forget to read, share, and review us. And also tell us what you thought. And do follow us while you're at it. But before we leave for today and close our episode, there is a couple of things that I wanted to let you guys know. You know that we do, in a series called Dorama, we do Chinese and Korean shows. And this week we did some really cool shows. We covered some really cool shows. Go read those reviews too and let us know what you thought about them. And for now, it is Vanchika, Manushi, and Tara and Mira saying bye to you from Daisy's Online, Red, White, and Brown.